In this bulletin, new rules for the lower house mark the first business day following the opening of Parliament. The Defence Force unlikely to be involved in the government's response to foot and mouth disease. And in sport, England qualify for the final of the Women's European Football Championships. With the latest news, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has walked out of the Senate chamber during the acknowledgement of country. Her office told SBS the senator believes the acknowledgement perpetuates racial division in Australia and says she will continue to refuse to acknowledge country in the Senate going forward. Senate President Sue Lyons was making the acknowledgement when Pauline Hanson interjected, saying, "No, I won't.
I acknowledge the Ngunnawal and Ngambri peoples who are the traditional custodians of the Canberra area and pay respects to elders past and present of all Australia's Indigenous peoples." Thank you.
New Labor Senator Fatima Payman has given her first speech to Parliament in response to the Governor-General's address on Tuesday and will make her maiden speech in September. The 27-year-old from Western Australia is one of the youngest members of the chamber and the first parliamentarian to wear the hijab. Senator Payman made the heartfelt address, celebrating the progress in Parliament, the significance of wearing her hijab, and how she wants people to see it as normal.
"Know that the hijab is my choice. I want young girls who decide to wear the hijab to do it with pride and to do it with the knowledge that they have the right to wear it. I won't judge someone wearing boardies and flip-flops across the street. I don't expect people to judge me for wearing my scarf."
The federal government is bringing its climate change bill to the House of Representatives in Parliament. It needs support from the Greens and a crossbencher in the Senate, but has the numbers to pass it in the House of Representatives. Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen has warned the government could walk away from legislating the target if it doesn't have the support, telling Channel 9 it has already committed to the 43% emissions reduction target through the United Nations.
"We sought a mandate for 43, we got a mandate for 43, we're implementing 43. We've already started, we've notified the UN of our target, we've put the R back into arena to get it to focus on renewables, we're fixing up carbon credit system."
The opposition has ruled out voting with the government, but Shadow Climate Change spokesman Ted O'Brien says he'll wait to see more of the details.
"They promised the Australian people two things: a reduction in emissions by 43% and a cut in power prices by $275. If the bills do not represent what they promised the Australian people, then their legislation will be a lie."
Federal Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says the Defence Force is unlikely to be involved should an outbreak of foot and mouth disease occur in Australia. While there have been no domestic cases of the disease, which affects livestock, authorities continue to work to prevent it entering the country after an outbreak in Indonesia. Additional biosecurity measures, including sanitation mats, have been rolled out at Australian borders with additional powers given to quarantine officers. Minister Murray Watt told Sydney's 2GB radio there are plans in place that do not include the ADF.
"At this point, we don't believe it's necessary to have the ADF involved if we do have an outbreak. Of course, if things changed, we would immediately do that, just as we have recently with the New South Wales floods. But basically, there's a very well-developed plan put together by the federal government with the states and territories about how we manage any biosecurity outbreak that we have here."
A toddler has died of COVID-19 in Queensland, as a new study shows almost half of Australia's adults have now been infected with the virus. A 23-month-old died in hospital, with Deputy Premier Stephen Miles saying he cannot talk about the case further for privacy reasons. It comes as Sydney's Kirby Institute says a 46.2% prevalence of the virus in the adult population is almost triple that of the infection rates reported by late February. While Queensland has 1,023 people in hospital with COVID-19, Mr. Miles says the state government has no plans for a mask mandate or any other health measures to suppress this latest outbreak.
"The number of those hospitalisations who are needing ICU care is lower. The number of fatal cases as a proportion of total cases is also lower. So that was always the strategy, to suppress the virus as far as possible until everyone had the chance to get vaccinated."
Former US President Donald Trump has appeared in Washington for the first time since leaving office, repeating false election claims that sparked the January 6 insurrection on the Capitol building. Mr. Trump addressed an audience of hundreds gathered for a two-day America First Agenda summit, falling short of announcing plans to rerun for presidency in 2024. Mr. Trump ignored pressure from allies to spend more time talking about his vision for the future and less time speaking about the 2020 election result.
I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes. And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time. What a disgrace it was. But we may just have to do it again. We have to straighten out our country. We had it there.
And in sport, England women have qualified for the final of the European Football Championships after a stunning 4-0 win over Sweden. Goals from Beth Mead, Lucy Bronze, Alessia Russo and Fran Kirby secured the semi-final victory. Serena Wiegmann's side will now aim to go one step further than Gareth Southgate's men last season, striving to win the final at Wembley to lift the continental title for the first time. Wiegmann says her team is excited to face either Germany or France in the final.
We want to inspire the nation. I think that's what we're doing. And we want to make a difference. So we hope that, yeah, that we got everyone so enthusiastic and that at the end, actually, the whole country is proud of us and that more, even more girls and boys will start playing football. I think England-France is an ultimate game too. And England-Germany is an ultimate game. Really doesn't matter.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.